Hey, Kara.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Can you give me one second? I'm just wrapping up on the other line.
Sure, I can give you a call back, or you can give me a call back when you're done.
Yeah, or if you just want to wait on hold for a minute, I'll be finished.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you? I was
Good.
calling on, I don't know if you saw the email I sent late Friday about participation.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
participate with a private investor, so I'm trying to figure out his half that I owe him. And on Legace, I'm pretty confused because it funded at the end of October, October 28th, but we were just paid on it for the first time. $259. And I'm wondering
Okay,
why
so
we've.
let's take a
Sorry.
look here. And I don't know whether Grant or I think I might have explained this to Dean before. I can't remember exactly who it was, but if the deal is Bank of Lake Mills, right, they debit daily for the first 5 business days. So your participation doesn't kick in until the sixth payment is collected. So it's Bank of Lake Mills that debits for the first 5 business days, and then on the sixth daily payment that's debited, that's when the participation kicks in. So this deal funded on 10/28. So 10/28, right? So let's take a look here. First debit would have been on the 31st, second on the first, third on the second. One second. One, two, three, four, five. So the first payment that you would have been involved in would have been on the 7th of this month, right?
And so that payment they paid us on.
They should have paid that on the 17th for the payments
So.
collected on that week.
5. 4. That's 9. Sorry, I'm just trying to do the math.
So if it's a for a financial business loan, like your participation kicks in the first debit that we take. Bank of Lake Mills, this is delay.
I'm just trying to figure out if that makes sense to me. So we participated 10%, and you guys would have collected roughly $5,700, which what we've been paid so far isn't 10%.
I'll pull up the deal. Give me one sec. The 11th, there was no debit because it was a banking holiday.
Okay. I still think we're missing a few payments. So that would be, I guess, 8 times 635, $5,000, and we should get 10%, but what I'm seeing on the payout history is that we've been paid once, $259.
Okay, let me just let me pull up everything that's been paid out. One second. So the total amount was $265,618, right? That you guys got paid, and that was on, you got paid, I'm assuming it hit your account on the 18th this month, right?
Yeah, probably. Since we were paid on the 17th.
Okay, so yeah, so that seems right, right? So there was 4 payments debited on that week. So
okay, so we're only being paid through the from the 7th to the 10th on that week, and then
exactly.
Okay, so we're not being paid all the way to the 17th.
Yeah, you're going to... No. So the way that it works is, the way that our syndication works is, you're going to get paid out the payments from the... technically, you should have got paid from the 7th to the 11th, but we didn't collect the debit on the 11th. You get paid that on the 17th, right? On the 24th, you're going to get paid from the payments for the 14th to the 18th.
Okay. I think I understand now. And then on Universal, do you know if what we received is just all of the money on the first deal, like wrapping up the first deal, or is some of it part of the second deal?
Can I show you something really quick, Cara, as well? This might be helpful for you as well.
Yeah,
if you
sorry.
In the syndication tab of the portal,
mm-hmm.
Do you have access to that?
Yeah, I do.
And does that sort of help break it down a little bit as well, or?
Kind of. Like, I can see what's profit and management fee and stuff, but on Universal, since we were still receiving funds on the old deal up until the new deal funded, I have no idea what's part of the new deal and what's part of the old deal. And we have an investor that's part of the new deal but not part of the old deal, so I need to figure out how much I owe him on the new deal, or if I don't owe him anything yet. Does that make sense? I'm sorry, this is so complicated.
It's all good.
I don't want to be dealing with it either, but...
Ha ha ha. Hold on. Universal funded 1110, right? It's Bank of Lake Mills. So if it funded 1110, there would have been no payment pulled on the 11th. Payments would have been pulled by Bank of Lake Mills from the 14th to the 18th, and we would have purchased it back. Let's take a look here. You should not have been paid anything on the New Deal yet.
Okay. So we won't receive money on that one till the 2nd of December, right? Because you guys aren't starting to get paid on it till the 21st, and we're paid the following week.
Exactly. Our first debit is clearing today. So, first debit is clearing today. We're going to debit tomorrow. There's going to be an issue with the holiday on this one as well in terms of when we purchase it back. We'll purchase it back from Bank of Lake Mills after 5 daily payments.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Sorry for the headache, but I think I understand now.
So the $3,020.18 should have been this matching up with the payments that you guys were receiving on the old deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it? Or...
I have no idea. It's going to take a lot of effort in me looking because I wasn't in charge of this until like last week, so I didn't pay attention to the old deal at all, so I have to go and look.
Okay, double check that makes sense, and give me a call back if you got any other questions. I can help you talk through all this, and then we'll make sure that we're all good moving forward. It's sort of complicated, so.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Kara. Bye-bye.
Bye.